Welcome to Radio Mirchi, the Triangle's largest Southeastern radio station. We're also playing in Baltimore and Philadelphia. You are with your host, Steve Rao, and today we have a very special guest, the Sheriff of Wake County, Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker. Sheriff Baker, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Well, I know we don't have a lot of time today, but congratulations on your election. And you were elected last year, and you're now in the new Wake County Sheriff. Tell us a little bit about the role of the Wake County Sheriff. What there are a lot of South Asians and immigrants who listen to the show, and they don't really understand the difference between the sheriff's office and the local law enforcement, so police, municipal police. So could you explain that for us, please?
Yes, the sheriff's office has countywide jurisdiction over the entire county. That includes the municipalities that are inside of that county, although they have their own police departments for the township to handle those type of matters inside their jurisdiction. We still have the jurisdiction to come in anywhere in this county and do our duties, whereas they're limited to their jurisdiction in their township. The Wake County Sheriff's Office, a part of being elected is a part of a vision that I have to make sure that each and every person, each and every community that resides in this county is being served by this office.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you're still law enforcement, and then the sheriff's office has different responsibilities, but you are there. We see the sheriff cars around, so you're there to keep people safe, right? I mean, if there's issues with safety,
yes.
And you have jurisdiction over the whole county, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, great. And you're for one community. How large is your staff? How many officers are in the Sheriff's Department of Wake County?
Well, we have a total of about maybe 1,200 altogether inside the sheriff's office. You probably got right around close to 400 on the sworn side and probably 300 or so in the detention. And then, you got your civilian personnel who help us reverse duties and responsibilities, clerical, inside the sheriff's office as well.
Okay. What are some of the biggest concerns, before we get to our next segment, what are some of the biggest complaints that you're dealing with today in the community around Wake County? Is there anything particular that come to mind, or is it just...
Well, the biggest part is making sure that, everyone's community is safe and that this office is available to serve each and every community. We've had a growing concern from... say, for example, the Latino and Hispanic communities and communities, where immigration is a factor in terms of being able to have a relationship with the sheriff's office and being able to call on us when they need us. That was always an issue, and a lot of it had to do with immigration law. But, I know we'll be talking a little bit more, but that was one of the things that I wanted to create an atmosphere where everyone felt that they were being served by this office.
Yes.
That's
a great segue to my next question is that, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the Islamic community in the New Zealand shootings, but there's been a lot of concerns within the immigration community on immigration. Many South Asians afraid of ICE investigations and just immigrants in general. So, when you were elected, you said you were going to make changes. So what changes did you make as the new Wake County Sheriff with the way things were being compared to what they were being done before? And now there's recent legislation in the General Assembly. So could you address a little bit for those listening? Because there's still a lot of angst and uncertainty out there.
Yes.
And people very confused.
Yes. Yes. I had concerns of my own, both personally and professionally, concerning immigration law. And as you look around, that a lot of people automatically assume that it affects the Latino and Hispanic communities, but there are other communities that it affects as well. So, the very first thing that we did when we came in, we looked at it, we had been reviewing it, but, in order to better serve and create relationships where we should serve better as law enforcement in this county. We looked at it, the 287G program, and it is my opinion that as the Wake County Sheriff's Office, we could continue to do our jobs according to the law without that program. It was a federal program that's not mandated, which means we were not forced to have to participate, and I chose to eliminate or terminate that program, which was being participated in by the former administration. But that's an effort to include this entire county and everyone in it in terms of being served by this office.
Now, does that mean, though, that ICE is still making arrests? So we had one in Mooresville. One of my colleagues, Councilmember Garmella, said there was an arrest a few weeks ago. So can they still come in if they have probable cause? And if citizens are taken off, what can they, if somebody is pulled aside and someone asks for their papers,
yes, sir.
As our sheriff, what do they do? How do they respond?
Well, again, you know, as sheriff, you know, I cannot, my choosing to terminate our participation does not stop ICE from being able to continue to do the raids in any given area, because again, that's a federal agency and they have the right and the ability to do that. I just want our communities to know that your sheriff's office is no longer being a part of helping them detain and deport folks who have immigration issues.
Yeah, you just didn't feel that was good in terms of the security of our community, and so you decided. Now, the General Assembly is now proposing some changes. What is it? Aren't they mandating that sheriffs comply with ICE?
Yes, they are creating a bill that they're going to bring to the House, and that bill is one that they're trying to force. Get legislation to force North Carolina sheriffs to participate and assist ICE with immigration law and the apprehension of immigrants. And so, you know, we're going to look at it. You know, we're not moving. We're going to continue to not be involved in it. And, you know, if the law changes and requires me to have to, or this office to have to change what we do, then we'll look at that at that time. But until someone forces this office and me as sheriff to have to begin to be involved that way, we will not, and we choose not to.
Okay. All right. So it hasn't passed yet, but that bill for you listing has been proposed in the House to mandate the sheriffs. And right now, they still don't have to do that. And our new Wake County sheriff is opposing. When he won office, he said that he was no longer going to be cooperating with ICE.
That's
correct. Final segment or two. So lots of concerns about safety at religious institutions and churches, the recent New Zealand shootings in the Islamic community, and you and I have addressed the Islamic community, the Jewish synagogue a few months earlier than that, Sikh temples. And then we've got the issue of safety in the schools. Recently in West Cary, there was a kid found with a gun in the school. So as our Wake County sheriff, what can we do as local governments and sheriff's departments to, what are the things we can do to ease fears to people listening to this show? Because there's a lot of people scared right now, and I don't have the answers, but what can you tell them today as our sheriff? What are some of your ideas of what we can do?
Well, we are paying full attention to, that is a concern of the Islamic and the Jewish communities, and any community where that type of fear and terror is, you know, is present. So, you know, we're paying close attention to it. We're going to increase our patrols concerning, you know, locations where, you know, they have the meetings and we're just going to increase our patrols, and we're going to be paying very close attention to make sure that we set a presence and let, you know, everyone in this county know that, you know, we're going to do all we can with what we have to make sure that you're safe. And we want everyone to feel that way.
And for those of you listening, the other option is always, and I tell people this, that we're limited with what the state can do with gun safety, both at the federal level and the state level. But, and then you're dealing with debates on Second Amendment, but we can always increase funding in Wake County for more sheriffs. We can always go to the town of Morrisville, and we want to thank our chief of police in Morrisville, chief of police in Cary, all the departments, you know, that we can do that. Yes. So, you know, cities and governments can always fund more to do that, right? And your department would be willing to provide, you could also provide staff if people are concerned about safety. And we want to thank this sheriff for the first time in the history of our community at India Fest. He supported deputies. Five deputy sheriffs were out there until 9 o'clock at night when they had other, they weren't obligated to do that, but you did it. And we thank you so much for that, Sheriff Baker. So I can't
thank
tell you
so
the
much.
Thanks that we got in the community. Yeah, that's great. Final question.
Yes, sir.
Well, we want to thank you, first of all, for everything that you and your department do. We also want to thank all of the public officials around the state and also the law enforcement officers. What parting advice do you have to citizens listening today about how they can communicate with you and what they can do if they have concerns of their safety? How do they get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of your department and any parting thoughts?
Yes, you know, again, I've said it, you know, for over a year or so, and upon entering into this office, you know, the sheriff's office is not Gerald Baker's sheriff's office. It belongs to the citizens. It belongs to you and all the communities. So if you see something that you know that we need to be brought to our attention, somewhere we can come in and do, make a difference and make sure things are being done the way they should be done, places and areas are being safe, just call us down in your Wake County Sheriff's Office. This office belongs to the people, and I've been elected to make sure that we meet the needs of Wake County as it pertains to law enforcement in this office.
And you work with individual local governments too, so you collaborate.
Yes.
Cary, Morrisville,
yes.
City. So you guys work together.
Yes.
It's regional. It's collaboration. It's how do we deploy our resources? So, well, Sheriff Baker, we could go on and on and on. But first of all, we thank you. If you need him, you can just go to the Wake County wakegov.com website to get a hold of our sheriff. Yep. And we want to remind everyone of the transit open house on Tuesday night at the town hall on October 26th. And hoping everybody watches a little bit of basketball. Sheriff Baker, I know you're probably watching a little college ball, and we appreciate all of it you do for Wake County.
Thank you so much. We're going to try to look at a little later.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing the sheriff back in April for a town hall meeting on public safety. So he and I are working on that to bring in the West Wake County. So Sheriff Baker, thank you. And we'll be back for another session of Leaders and Legends. Thank you,
Steve. My pleasure.